on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
After I got out of the Navy, I needed a university that would help me transition to civilian life. With UMUC, my military advisor had my back every step of the way, and I learned the management skills that allowed me to become a partner in a fitness company. Now, I'm making a real difference, and it's the best feeling ever.
Whether you want to start your own business or advance in your field, University of Maryland University College is here to help. We're a public state university founded for adult learners just like Navy veteran and UMUC alum Catherine Stoddard. UMUC offers 90-plus programs and specializations in fields like business and management to help give you the skills and knowledge employers want. Plus, with classes online and no SAT, GRE, or GMAT required for most programs, UMUC can work for you. This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Spring classes are now enrolling. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Where do you stand? Find out on Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish.
Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Dale City area. The culprit for the delays right now, right as you approach the Prince William Parkway, stalled car in the right lane. Now, once you get past there, pretty good ride up through to the Beltway. If you're heading either loop through Annandale or over to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and you're running fine without any problems or even backups there. So, off to a good start. 66, nice and quiet still out of Gainesville. And push up through to the Capitol Beltway. Maryland Beltway had the broken down truck. Now that has been cleared, but I still see some of this volume lingering coming off the 270 spur and after you pass Old Georgetown Road. So be careful if you're in that stretch. Again, everyone focused to get past the exit for River Road with broken down truck has been cleared to the shoulder. So you're still seeing a little bit of that activity. East of Point of Rocks, crews still with the crash closing 28 Tuscarora Road right near Pleasant View Road. So if you use that area, please use caution. No problems to report coming south 95 Maryland, BW Parkway or 29, all down to the Beltway running fine. Update sponsored by Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Major winter storm rolling up the East Coast. Winter weather advisory. St. Mary's and Calvert counties and points east and south. Here in the district, probably some snow showers as we head on through tonight after a cold day today. Partial clouds early, mostly cloudy later, 36. The wind picks up tonight with snow showers, 25. Flurry snow showers, windy tomorrow, 29. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 3 degrees in Herndon, 7 in Germantown, 14 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Puerto Ricans hope the new year brings some relief from Hurricane Maria. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Joining us in half an hour, Cal Thomas. We'll talk to him about his 2018 political preview, a lot of retirement, also some international news. At 7:05, it's Eli Lake. At 7:15, from the Washington Examiner, Susan Ferriccio. At 8:05, Mark Krikorian joins us. And at 8:35, Joe Concha from The Hill is with us. I'm Mary Walter, and I am here with Vince Colonies.
Oh, good morning. Today's an important day for the legislative calendar because officials from the White House are actually en route to meet with the Big Four, the congressional leaders, today to have a conversation with them about staving off yet another government shutdown. They have a January 19th deadline. They've got to keep the government funded. Remember, this can has been kicked several times in the last few months. We have avoided a Christmas shutdown, and now let's see if we can't avoid a shutdown in mid-January. So January 19th is the deadline to get a funding deal done. Now, Democrats are continuing to insist that immigration be a component of this. They'd like to solve DACA, deferred action. Remember the former president of the United States, Barack Obama, putting into place an amnesty for illegal immigrants who arrived as children in the United States. Not children anymore, many of them young adults, but they have been granted an amnesty status and allowed to stay in the United States. until last year, President Trump announced that he'd be ending that program and sought that Congress come up with a legislative solution to keep them in the country. Now, there's a March deadline for that to happen. But right now, Congress is having a conversation about whether or not they can solve this now, maybe even as a part of this budget deal. Republicans don't want it a part of the deal. They want the budget deal to be solved without immigration, thinking immigration is something to be separately addressed. But Democrats, again, want it to be done. This involves some 800,000 illegal immigrants, if you were just to address DACA recipients. But Democrats keep going for bigger numbers. They want the Dreamers, anyone who's been brought into the United States illegally, to be granted status as citizens, ultimately, which that numbers into the millions. We're talking 2-3 million people being granted amnesty to become citizens of the United States. What are your immigration priorities? Would you be happy? Because right now, the president of the United States last week said the following to the New York Times, quote, "I wouldn't do a DACA plan without a wall because we need it." And the wall keeps coming up, this idea that it would just be a wall. But Mark Krikorian, who's the executive director for the Center for Immigration Studies, and he's joining us, by the way, at 8:05 this morning, has also said if the Democrats just give Trump wall funding, he'll probably be okay with skipping the rest of his demands. But he's concerned here because there's so much more than Mark Krikorian and other people, other conservatives believe that the president could be getting with his leverage here, to include E-Verify, an end to chain migration, an end to the visa lottery system, all sorts of things that will improve our immigration system instantly, well beyond the wall, which many people believe, President Trump could get without a DACA deal. So what do you want? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. How far should the White House push when they negotiate on immigration? Again, whether or not it's part of a budget deal.
All right, so a couple things. For me personally, I want to see these two separate things. I am so tired, and I've said this before, I am so tired of our politicians tacking something, immigration, onto a budget. No, these should be two separate things, so I know exactly how my representatives have represented me on a budget, how they have represented me on immigration.
Yes.
I want to know, and I don't want to give them an out where they could say, well, we had to get the budgets passed, so I had to vote for it. No. So I agree with the Republicans. Two separate bills. I know exactly what's going on. That's number one for me. Number two, I'm sorry, legalizing these people, letting them go to the front of the line, I think is wrong. I don't believe it treats us. We should all be equal under the law. This creates a special group of people who, because their parents broke the law, they're being rewarded. That's not right. They should have to get in line with everybody else and go through the same process as everyone else. That's number two for me. I think the Republicans should push hard and get everything on immigration that they want. They should get everything.
Okay. So, but without any leverage with Democrats in the Senate.
Oh, the leverage can be that, yes, they can get in line and become legal like everyone else.
Okay, so there's some reprieve, some amnesty.
Yeah, they can get in line like
here.
Everybody else. Sure.
Okay.
They can go through. We have a process.
And they can keep living in the United States.
Go through the process. Do whatever they have to do to get visas or whatever it has to be.
No, I'm with you, but there's an exception here. They're not going to go home to their home countries.
Why not?
They're not going to apply. Well, then that's a different thing. If what you're suggesting is go back to your home countries, what you're suggesting is that they get back into the regular immigration order and that there is no deal whatsoever, meaning this leverage not be used in any way. So the trick here is guys like Mark Krikorian, who, by the way, are immigration hardliners, have for many years been very insistent in the direction that you're saying, see this as an opportunity. They say, look, we could trade a couple hundred thousand of these young adults for serious concessions on immigration in order to improve our immigration system. We'll give a little bit here. 800,000 people. We'll give on that. Nobody's saying citizenship. The White House isn't even saying citizenship yet. They're saying a legal status, a permanent legal status, in exchange for if you get the good stuff, E-Verify, an end to shame migration, an end to the diversity visa lottery, and a border wall and border security funding. If you can get all those things, it makes it worth it.
If you give them legal status, but they can never become citizens, they can never vote.
Okay, see, now this is a negotiation. Now we're moving in a direction.
Right, now
Mary.
I can move in that direction. Here's the thing, though. Just talking about this, having this conversation, I guarantee you will swell the number of people walking across the border or sending their children across the border.
Good point.
Guarantee it. Just having this conversation is going. And the other thing that bothers me about this is there's no proof these people were children when they came here. None. All they have to do is go, yeah, my parents brought here when I was a child. We don't know that. Zero proof.
We do know who's been receiving DACA, though. They are registered, and if it's just settled to those numbers, then maybe it could work. Let's find out what you think. I want to know what your priorities here are. Real quick, Paul in Gainesville joining us this morning. Good morning, Paul, kicking us off.
Morning. Here's the situation, okay? Congress has zero credibility on this issue.
Yes.
We did this in 1986. They lied to us.
Right.
All the Congresses since then lied to us. All the presidential administrations since then lied to us. These immigrants have no right to be in the country. Their parents have no right to be in the country. The kids have no right to be in the country. I'm sorry the parents broke the law, okay? Tell that to the dreamer. Hey, your parents broke the law. But guess what? You benefited by being in the country for 10, 20, 30 years while law-abiding foreign nationals remained in their country, respected our law.
So, Paul, to boil it down, you do not want to see any amnesty given by the Trump administration here.
No, in fact, we should punish every illegal alien, take all their illegally gotten gains, because if they were illegally in the country and illegally working here, then everything's illegal about them. Even their money they earned, they earned it illegally. Seize everything. This is outrageous. This is a corrupt political system that we have, and working class Americans have suffered for 30 years with this crap.
Thank you, Paul. Really appreciate your call this morning.
Kind of digging Paul's point of view.
There it is. All right. What's your point of view? What can and should be done on immigration? And do you see a middle ground? Do you see a trade here to get things that you might want in the immigration system? Let us know. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625.
It's 6:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the fives. And Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. And we're a little bit busier than we were yesterday. Just more commuters out and about this morning. Start around the Beltway, Maryland. We had the broken down truck outer loop near River Road, and in the backups coming off of the 270 spur, that's where we had the crash. So that's why you're seeing flashing lights, but both of those over to the shoulder. But we're still in a little bit of heavy volume. Getting to the Beltway, Maryland on Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Hold on, you're okay out of Upper Marlboro, but it's once you get past Woodyard Road, watch up ahead for the brake lights. Accident will put just past Dower House Road. That's your breakaway point then through to the Beltway. So Route 4 hung up a bit there this morning. Hung up on the George Washington Parkway. Why? Well, the southbound side, as you get onto the exit ramp to get onto the 14th Street Bridge, right at the end of the exit ramp with the broken down. Help is there, but you have to kind of swerve around there. So again, as you get toward the 14th Street Bridge, affecting both. On the northbound side of Interstate 95, right near the Prince William Parkway, still with the incident along the right side. Looks like just the right lane is blocked, but very active. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 36. Tonight, it'll be cloudy. We'll see some snow showers after midnight. It's going to be windy with winds up to 25 miles an hour. Low at about 25. Chance of snow, 40%. Tomorrow, decrease in cloudiness. Windy, few flurries, snow showers, high of 29. Currently in our nation's capital, 15 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
All right, immigration, big, big issue this year, especially because March is the deadline for DACA, meaning this something has to be done here. Either the president will extend temporarily the status of these some 690,000 or so DACA recipients in the United States, or Congress will have come up with a legislative solution by then. But what could the president trade for here? What's his leverage?
Why does it have to be a trade? To the last caller's point, why can't we enforce the laws on the books? You're here illegally. Out you go. Bye-bye. Off with you. You know, out. If you want to become a citizen, come back and apply. Go. Why can't we enforce the law on the book? And then, oh my gosh, have Congress do their job and fix the problems in the immigration system, like chain migration. Build the wall we were supposed to get in the 80s. Why can't we have both? Why does it have to be one or the other?
Why can't I have everything that I want? I think the answer to that is Congress.
Right. Well, because
you have a situation where you have to get people to agree to actually pass things into law, in addition to what the law already is, as you said, and as our last caller said, which is we have laws on the books, deport people who are illegal. Those laws exist. The rest of it, though, the E-Verify, the chain migration, the end of the diversity visa lottery, increases in border security, all that needs to be done by Congress. And in order to get enough people to the table, will there need to be concessions? Maybe you don't think they're due. But right now, that's the situation the White House is in as they negotiate with the Hill. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Let's go to Jonathan in D.C. up next here on Mornings of the Mall. Good morning, Jonathan. What would you trade for here, if anything?
Well, it's assimilation or deportation. If the DACA children are here, that's 800,000, they have that opportunity. Okay, assimilate now, because you've been here. You know, you're not too familiar with your language, and I understand all that.
Right.
So, but here's your opportunity to assimilate, to become naturalized or U.S. citizen. If not, then join your parents.
Would, Jonathan, in that case, okay, let's assume that your point is made, that they assimilate. Would you be happy if the White House only gets, say, border wall funding out of Congress for that?
Well, the other thing with the now for the Border Patrol agents is there's been a drastic uptick in the hiring of Border Patrol agents. All I want is for the, you know, don't rewrite the Constitution, because that's what this is coming down to, okay? That's what it's going to take in order for them to get everything that they want, the Democrats to get everything that they want. They're going to have to literally rewrite what the Constitution says.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan. Really appreciate your call this morning. Let's go to Michael, who's in Greenbelt, weighing in on this. Michael, good morning, sir. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What do you think the White House should do here?
The White House should stick to their guns, and Donald Trump should stick to his guns. He should give them nothing. Let me explain something to you. I'm sorry about what happened with these DACA kids, but I don't understand in the Constitution, if a person comes here illegal and they have a baby, that makes their baby legal. Is that too wrong, making a right? Something don't sound too, it don't sound too good to me. You're illegal. If your parents come here illegal and have, and you know, your mom impregnated and you're born in this country, guess what? You're illegal. I don't care what the Constitution say or the, it's up to the Congress. Donald Trump, I'm African-American. If you stick to your guns, believe me, there's a lot of African-Americans that's behind him on this. It is a lot. Don't listen to all these liberal stations and all of that. You come into the community and ask some of these African-Americans, go in their church, they would tell you, you're illegal. We have Asians that come in San Francisco and sit in apartment buildings for months, drop their baby, but they get to stay because their baby.
Michael, let me ask you something. Michael, let me ask you something.
See if
you can tell me this, which is, you know, every so often in this immigration debate, it comes up that illegal immigration hurts the black community more than any other community because it often displaces jobs that could go to black Americans. Is that what you're finding? Because it's often, by the way, thrown out that that's just a red herring. That's not true. There's a net.
In some instances, it is true. Because it's a stigma, a stereotype, that Hispanics are hard workers. Let me explain something to you. I work construction. Hispanic workers are no different than white, yellow, black, or anyone else. If it's 100 of us, you might have 30 of them that's BSing.
But I'll tell you one thing. They do take up one job. And that's one job that American could have. 622, more for you in a moment on this. I really want to find out your thoughts. 622 on WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's a new year, and people everywhere are resolving to make 2018 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of you who suffer from sleep apnea or live with someone who does, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Controlled with a small remote, Inspire delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open throughout the night, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need for a healthier, happier 2018. Inspire is FDA approved and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people who are treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's inspiresleep.com.
Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
Hey, it's Eric Stewart, and after 14 years at 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings, my show is moving to 8 a.m. starting January 7th, 2018. You'll still find me discussing all things real estate as Pointing You Home returns, your number one local real estate news source. Our new Senior Solutions Real Estate Show will follow, discussing how to age well and much, much more. Set your alarms, pick up your cup of coffee, and join me 8 a.m. Sunday mornings right here on WMAL.
It's 6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to get you there, but let me tell you, Laurel on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, it looks like we have a lane in each direction block because the slowdowns northbound and southbound between 198 and 197. So do watch in that stretch. A lot of activity, again, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. If you're heading through Laurel on 95, we're okay. Not seeing any backups, actually. Getting down to the Beltway, Beltway delays begin after New Hampshire Avenue, and that right before New Hampshire Avenue, but after I-95 and takes you around to George Avenue. Hey, good news. New Hampshire Avenue inside the Beltway, your lanes are all available. They've cleared that water main break, and I'm not seeing any delays there. Outer loop of the Beltway near River Road, we had the broken down, then the crash and the backups both to the shoulder, but that is giving us some slowdowns. Hang on, Pennsylvania Avenue, the crash is going to be inbound after Dower House Road, with solid delays here trying to get past the activity along the left. That's your breakaway point. Then you're good to the Beltway. 95 slows in Dale City with the broken down. Then in Lorton with the accident, both along the right side. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery, free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now at 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Major winter storm rolling up the East Coast. Winter weather advisory. St. Mary's and Calvert counties and points east and south. Yes, out near the coast. Here in the district, probably some snow showers as we head on through tonight after a cold day today. Partial clouds early, mostly cloudy later, 36. The wind picks up tonight with snow showers, 25. Flurry snow showers, windy tomorrow, 29. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 15 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
We are going to deal with DACA with heart.
We're going to deal with DACA with heart. This, the President of the United States, he said that a bunch of times. The idea that these children who've arrived in the country, they were children at one point, they're adults now, arrived in the country because their parents brought them in and were granted a status by President Obama through executive order, should stay in the United States. And so he's working on a deal that gets a whole bunch of immigration concessions, potentially.
Very quickly. Just very, very quickly.
Go for it.
If you have a kid and your kid has a family and can't get to work, so you steal a car and you give that kid the car and say, hey, I bought you a car, and you give that kid the car and the kid's getting back and forth to work and has a job and feeding their family, they get caught driving a stolen car. Would we say to them, well, through no fault of their own, they're driving a stolen car.
No,
they should be
allowed to keep it. We wouldn't say that. John in Fredericksburg. Go ahead real quick, sir.
Hey, John.
John.
Right there. All right.
Too bad. He said we have no obligation to these DACA kids. A lot of people feel that way this morning. But it looks like the White House is moving ahead on a deal. Let's find out what's in it soon. 6:28 on WMAL.
You hear that? You got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Coming up on WMAL, hey, we're going to be joined by our friend Cal Thomas. We're going to talk to him about some retirements coming up, Republicans retiring, what's going on in Pakistan, and his 2018 political preview. WMAL News, that is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Once again this morning, we're waking up to temperatures in single digits in many places across the area. Several MARC commuter trains from Baltimore to D.C. have been canceled because of the weather this morning. Also, forecasters are keeping a close eye on a winter storm off the East Coast, although they say we may just get a little accumulation of snow overnight tonight, if any at all. Our full forecast is just ahead. President Trump tweets that he has a bigger and more powerful nuclear button on his desk than North Korea's Kim Jong-un has on his. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen declined to elaborate on Mr. Trump's remarks.
The president speaks for himself. I think we have to continue, as he said, to take the threat from North Korea very seriously.
He's been a U.S. senator since 1977, but now Utah Republican Orrin Hatch is retiring.
In a video message released by his office, Hatch announced his intentions.
Every good fighter knows when to hang up the gloves. And for me, that time is soon approaching. That's why, after much prayer and discussion with family and friends, I've decided to retire at the end of this term.
It's a safe Republican seat, but that's not good news for President Trump, who had urged Hatch to seek re-election. Mitt Romney is expected to run for the post, and there's no love lost between Romney and the president, especially since Romney led an effort to derail a Trump nomination in 2016. Bob Costantini, Washington.
And Thomas Monson, the president of the Mormon Church, has died. He was 90. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24,824. The NASDAQ at 7,007. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Caps get an overtime win over the Hurricanes in Carolina. College basketball, Maryland wins. Georgetown wins. AU loses. NBA, the Wizards take on the Knicks tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Some mornings, opening your eyes is hard, but LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
At the Big Screen Store this holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV 2-for-1, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store. store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture power headrests.
You gotta check out the big screen store.
So get your game on this holiday at the big screen store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor and Happy New Year. Now, looking back at 2017, you know, I started the year with my weight loss journey with EMP 180 right around this time last year. I started EMP and I lost 37 pounds in less than 4 months. I'm living proof that EMP 180 works. When I started EMP, they were still putting up drywall. I took this leap of faith with them. I did it because I was sick and tired of the way I felt and looked. And at my age, extra weight causes health problems. And as a conservative, I wanted to be my own solution, take control of myself. Now it's 2018. And I'm at my empowered weight. I still go back regularly and I check up with them, not every week, but EMP never abandons you. Why don't you go in and sit down with them, see if EMP is right for you. You too could make 2018 the best health year of your life. Start the new year off right. Visit EMP180weightloss.com. Locations in Tyson's Corner, Rockville, and worldwide on the web. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today. That's EMP180weightloss.com.
It's a brand new year, and you've made your New Year's resolutions, haven't you? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Millions of people make resolutions, but most don't stick with them. Give yourself an edge and call us at Edelman Financial Services. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people just like you set goals and create a plan to achieve them. Whether you want a plan for retirement, save for college, buy a second home, or whatever. Take advantage of the new year. You've been wanting to get your personal finances in order, and now's your chance. 35,000 families around the country have turned to Edelman Financial Services for financial planning and investment management. Come see why they've made that choice. We have a local office convenient for you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Very busy on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. This crash is going to block the left lane in each direction in the Laurel area. It puts it right between the exits for 197 and 198. And that's, boy, hefty delays quickly forming as you try to get around all this activity. Southbound BW Parkway slows back near 32. And northbound, north of Greenbelt, which, again, for those delays, Baltimore-Washington Parkway crash affects both sides. Three cars involved. Now, out of Upper Marlboro, you're doing okay on Route 4, but hang on because we have sizable backups ahead. The crash is going to be northbound, inbound Route 4 after Dower House Road before you get to the Suitland Parkway. That's just before the Beltway. A lot of activity there as well. I'm seeing some bailout traffic over to Marlboro Pike, so others have been thinking about that too, so you know. On 210 through Oxon Hill, the crash is going to be northbound 210 before you get to Old Fort North before Palmer Road, so pushing up to the Beltway, need a little extra time. Virginia, 95, Dale City, broken down car was along the right, then in Lorton, crash along the right side. Oh, it looks like they may have that to the shoulder, but watch for that activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter cold continues and snow in the forecast. Best chance for accumulating snow in a track to our east and southeast. Clear this morning, a few clouds to mostly cloudy this afternoon, 36. Now we will see some snow showers after midnight tonight, 25. Windy with flurries and snow showers tomorrow with a high of 29, maybe a light accumulation. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 4 degrees in Chantilly, 3 in Bowie, 15 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning.
morning, 6:37 here on WMAL. Coming up, Eli Lake joins us at 7:05 from Bloomberg. 7:15, we'll have Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner. 8:05 this morning, Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. He's going to talk more about immigration with him. And then Joe Concha from The Hill joins us at 8:35 to talk about that wild media. Just keeps getting crazier in 2018. That's all ahead. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Speaking of crazy, just crazy, it's our favorite Cal Thomas joining us. Hey, Cal, Happy New Year.
Hey, guys. Greetings from Dublin, Ireland, where I'm sitting on the top of a building having a late breakfast here and
of course
looking
are.
Out of the view.
Of
now
course.
That I've mentioned this, I can write it off on my income tax.
Yes. This guy. Have you ever talked to us from not a beautiful place? Like, what's going on in your life?
Well, yeah, no. I mean, you know, there's a lot of beauty in the world. You can embrace ugliness or you can embrace beauty. You know all about that, Vince, with your co-host.
Yeah, that's right. I picked beauty. You're right.
Good answer. Good answer, Vince.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Cal, let's talk about some retirements. We've got Senator Orrin Hatch, the chair of the Senate Finance Committee, announcing that he's going to retire. And also, Bill Shuster, the chair of the House Transportation Committee, also saying that he is not going to seek re-election. What's going on with all these Republicans saying out?
Well, you know, Republicans tend to go home and have a real life. I know some of these guys, the two you mentioned, have been there a long time, but it's harder to get Democrats retired unless they're caught in some kind of scandal like Al Franken, because politics is all they know. I've always liked Orrin Hatch. I've known him for years. He's a very low-key conservative. He's not bombastic. He doesn't look for a lot of opportunities to be on TV. And he also writes hymns, you know, church hymns. He's a Mormon. And some of them are pretty good, and he actually performs them. I think he's a man of great integrity. Now, the speculation right now, of course, is whether Mitt Romney is going to step up and run for the Senate, or after being a presidential candidate, whether he would regard that as a step down. But I think if Romney did run, and if he did win, I think he'd be a real thorn in the side of President Trump, given some of the things he said about it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, what does that do? Now, the president probably, I would assume, if it's going to be, you know, Mitt Romney versus a Democrat, the president's going to come out and probably endorse Mitt Romney, speak well of him, because you want a Republican in the seat. You want that to happen, and it's Utah, so that's most likely to happen. But what does that do to the president's agenda? Do you think that Mitt Romney will get on board and get in line?
Well, you may remember the scene during the transition period after the election when Romney went to meet with the then president-elect, I think, at one of his places in Bedminster, New Jersey. And they came out, the rumor was that he might be appointed Secretary of State. And they were all buddy-buddy and saying nice things about each other. I think sometimes, you know, you have to put the animosities and old things behind you for the sake of the country. And I think Romney's that kind of guy. He really does love the country. He appreciates the opportunity that the country has given him to become a wealthy man. He's got a great family, no scandal associated with him, unless you want to talk about the dog on top of the station wagon, if anybody remembers that. But he's a good man, and I think, if Trump will reach out to him and, do some reconciliation, be a little humble, which would be a new character quality for him, I think that, that could work out all right. But the Republicans can't afford any mistakes now with the new Alabama Democrat senator coming in. They've only got a 51-49 majority, and some of those Republicans, of course, are not conservative. And I think it's going to be very difficult, whether it's infrastructure or immigration reform, building the wall, all of these other things. This is going to require Republican unity, and that will require leadership by the president.
Yeah, the dog on the roof thing would have been a bigger deal if it wasn't for the fact that his opponent Obama ate a dog. That was a problem then. The other thing about this Romney thing is, look, Romney clearly has shown a capacity for forgiveness and for reconciliation, because the guy got just ransacked by Trump during the campaign, and then he came and, as you said, he came and he sat down and he entertained the notion of becoming Secretary of State for Donald Trump. So these guys could actually get together in the end, despite all of the various nasty things they've said about one another.
Yeah. Well, I think you've touched on something important there, Vince. Like Orrin Hatch, Mitt Romney comes from a strong religious faith, and reconciliation and forgiveness are strong tenets of those beliefs. So I think that, he has a he has that kind of power, and it is a power. I mean, when you forgive someone, even if you're the wrong person, if you seek reconciliation, that is something that can break down a lot of walls between people. Now, you know, the president's not known for having even a weak religious background, but I think that, Romney has the capacity and the personality, and certainly a similar experience in business, which ought to be attractive to the president, given both of them their business backgrounds. I think there's some possibilities there. We'll have to see. We don't even know if he's going to run yet. That's the first thing.
Yeah, well, he changed his Twitter location to Utah, so I think that means he's running. But
well, that is a good point.
Whatever. I want to ask you about something else, which is there was an article that recently published about Steve Bannon, the former chief strategist for President Trump, in which there are a bunch of quotes attributed to him suggesting that he would run for president in 2020 should President Trump be forced out or leave of his own accord, I guess, mm-hmm. and that he called him something like an 11-year-old at one point. What do you make of all of this, these quotes that are supposedly attributed to Bannon?
Well, you never know if they're accurate or not, but I'll just address the quotes, whether they are or not. I think, a friend of mine wrote a book a number of years ago about his experience in the White House. He was a lower-level aide in the Nixon administration, and he had a line in the book that was so good. He talked about the addictive quality of the smell of the white paint, meaning the white paint in the White House. And I think once you get in there, I mean, if you don't know who you are when you go in there, you get filled with all kind of a sense of power. I think if Steve Bannon thinks that he could even run for and win a single electoral vote for president, I think he's in delusion and needs to seek counseling immediately.
Cal, just want to get this in here very quickly. You have a very interesting piece about tenderness as we go into the new year. We talked about what Tucker said we had to remember in the new year. Very quickly, why is tenderness so important?
Well, it's disarming, number one. I played off a song back in the, I think, 30s, Try a Little Tenderness. And, humility, tenderness, kindness are wonderful character traits that we almost never see in our politics today. They have a power of their own, which is more powerful than the other stuff that we're seeing on display every day in Washington. And I'm just suggesting if there were one or two people, a Republican and a Democrat, who actually portrayed that they actually like each other and love the country even more, this could have an interesting effect and spread like the flu virus that's now decapitating the country.
A little less arrogance, a little more tenderness. I love that message. 2018, baby.
Yeah,
thank you very much,
Cal.
Thomas. Enjoy Ireland.
See you back in Washington. Bye.
It's 6:44 on WMAL.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI, so connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Larry O'Connor. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Wondering which 401k is right for you, Roth or traditional? Remember, you have choices when saving for retirement. Choosing wisely could make thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars difference for you down the road. Your financial advisor can help you decide which retirement savings vehicle works to your best advantage. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you with your retirement plan decision.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
It's 6:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, we definitely have some busy areas this morning. Let's begin for our commuters on Pennsylvania Avenue trying to get up through to the Beltway. The reason you're in these major backups, because of the crash, only the right lane getting by a few moments ago still after Dower House Road before you get to the Suitland Parkway and the Beltway. So again, this is going to be Route 4 almost backing up out of Upper Marlboro now. So get ready for that. Seeing some bailout traffic over to Marlboro Pike as commuters are thinking, I'm barely moving here. So again, the heads up and the alert. Pennsylvania Avenue commuters, you need extra time and patience for sure. Same story on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Each direction jammed in Laurel. The crash, three cars involved, have the left lane blocked between 197 and 198. Again, that's both ways affected, and that's why both directions feeling the effects of this incident. On the Beltway coming off of the 270 spur to get toward River Road, two earlier incidents, both to the shoulder, so some flashing light, but travel lanes are available, so that's important. Virginia, 95, Dale City, slowing again in Lorton. Both incidents there had been cleared. Oh, and 210, didn't forget about you, Oxon Hill commuters, northbound coming up to Old Fort Road. Under police direction there past the crash. garage. And then nice, easy pace up through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Bitter cold and a major coastal storm. For now, accumulating snowfall stays south and east. Calvert, St. Mary's counties, where winter weather advisories start. Partly to mostly cloudy around the district. 36 today. We will see some snow showers tonight and maybe even to early tomorrow. Dusty winds also. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 15 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
I think this is Alex Trebek's last season of Jeopardy, by the way.
Is it?
I think he's retiring. He's retiring really soon. I'm pretty sure this is his last season. But either way, that something that happened the other day has caught a lot of people's attention, because on January 1st, New Year's Day, they aired an episode of Jeopardy. And in it, you know how occasionally someone will give the clue, right? Which is how they answer their questions, by giving the clue in the form of a question. And they'll say something wrong and need to be corrected later for their score amount. Well, this happened in a very bizarre way. In fact, here is the contestant. And the gentleman's name, let's see if I have it here. Mary, you might have
Nick,
it. Nick.
Nick Speicher?
Nick Speicher. Let's go with that.
Yeah, no.
Was
Nick
answering Speicher? A question that the answer is Gangsta's Paradise, but listen to how he answers.
A song by Coolio from Dangerous Minds goes back in time to become a 1667 John Milton classic. Nick.
What is Gangsta's Paradise Lost?
Yes.
And then Trebek comes back a little bit later with this.
Our judges have reevaluated one of your responses a few moments ago, Nick. You said gangsters instead of gangstas, song by Coolio. So we take 3,200 away from you. So you are now in second place. Lisa, you have the lead.
I like the pronunciation king, Alex Trebek. He's like, you said gangsters instead of gangstas, and we're going to have to take away $3,200 away. So it's Coolio's song, Gangsta's Paradise. which sounds like this. For Nick's credit, he ends up winning the game anyway, so that's good. He didn't lose the game based on that answer. Although TMZ caught up with Coolio and asked him what he thought about it, and he joked about it. He said, this should be a lesson to white people that the ER will always get you in trouble.
Jeopardy even doubled down. They put on their webpage. It turns out that gangsta and gangster are both listed separately in the Oxford English Dictionary, each with its own unique definition.
God.
Nick changed not only the song's title, but also its meaning, making his response unacceptable.
I mean, once the dictionary started putting like LOL or whatever in the dictionary, things have really started to fall apart. They got to sell new books, you know. 650 on WMAL.
Oh, no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Honey, honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hey, Mary. Good morning. Record highs to start the new year in the markets for the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. A close call for the Dow. Almost a record yesterday. Futures are higher this morning, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street this morning. Markets are mostly higher right now in Europe. They closed higher in Asia. Crude oil is ticking higher as well. Above that 2.5-year high it hit last week. So this means you'll likely keep paying more at the pump. The Fed releases its mid-December meeting notes at 2 this afternoon. What's this mean? Investors will be looking in there for hints of how much interest rates may be going up this year. Another costly weather event, a deadly deep freeze, is now impacting more than half the U.S. population. Power outages are possible in the southeast with a record ice storm on the way. Southwest and American Airlines say they'll give employees $1,000 bonuses as those companies stand to benefit from the corporate tax cuts coming this year. Movie ticket prices keep going up, but fewer people are buying them. 2017 was pretty bleak at the box office. Ticket sales down by 6% to a 25-year low. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
This 6:55 now WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, the struggle's on out of Upper Marlboro, Route 4 commuters. Listen carefully because they're still with the crash. Heard me talk about it here. Northbound, inbound Route 4 after Dower House Road. This is going to be before you get to the Beltway, before Suitland Parkway. Massive delays continue to grow. So I'm seeing the backups even before Old Crane Highway. So if you normally take that route, you want to plan ahead. Old Marlboro Pike north of, that looks okay. South of on Marlboro Pike, definitely seeing some bailout traffic there. So everyone getting bunched up and frustrated. Patience needed. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the crash happened northbound, north of 197 before 198. It's blocking the left lane in each direction. Three cars involved. Beltway through Silver Spring, topside, seeing the delays around to George Avenue. And again, a bit of volume to get you past River Road. Had the earlier incident to the shoulder. George-Washington Parkway, southbound, merging onto the 14th Street Bridge. That's where we had delays at the end of that merge because of the crash. Again, heading toward the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Bitter cold and a major coastal storm. For now, accumulating snowfall stays south and east. Calvert St. Mary's counties, where winter weather advisories start. Partly to mostly cloudy around the District 36 today. We will see some snow showers tonight and maybe even to early tomorrow. Dusty winds also. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 15 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL. Would you like to know what's going on in Virginia? You know, they still have not filled that 94th district House seat yet. Still haven't done that yet. Remember, we had David Yancey, Republican. He was ahead by 10 votes. And then the Democratic challenger, Shelley Simons, in a recount, winds up ahead by one vote. Then they find another ballot that was disputed and wasn't counted at all because there were three people voted for, because I guess they voted for one person that said, oh, no, the other person that said, oh, no, I'm going to vote for this person, and crossed out the other two, but they didn't cross out David Yancey's circle. So they left that one filled in.
The presumption being they did it in order. They were like, oh, I changed my mind. Let me put it now for
David Yancey. So the presumption being that that should be him, and that wasn't counted.
Right.
So the Republicans said, well, this one hasn't been counted. So a three-judge panel said that that hadn't been counted for him. So that left the race tied. So then they said, well, we're going to draw lots, basically. We're going to shoot. We're going to have a duel.
Instead of
guns,
would be a
we're
going to
use
swords.
We're going
to
use a duel. And then you had the Democrats going back to court saying, no, well, here's where we are. Unless a court intervenes by tomorrow, the winner's name will be picked out of a hat.
Mm-hmm. I'm not holding my breath.
That's where we are.
I'll believe it when it happens.
That's where we are in our political system, because we're back to the being tied. The disputed ballot stands. It was counted for Yancey, so now they are tied.
Yeah, I mean, this is not without precedent. This happens occasionally in local elections around the country oftentimes. And you get a situation where they have to break a tie. And these are the measures they come down to. Coin tosses, digging into hats, you know, basically coming up with a random thing that can be, you know, equally assessed, and then they can, you know, yank it out.
We should probably make it more
like whose hand is going in the bag. That's what I want to know.
I think that, because they could have another ballot up their sleeve that they just put down and in.
Or they feel for the more crinkled one. You know, there's ways to, like,
There are absolutely ways. Well, they had said they were going to put them in the names in a film canister.
Yeah.
I guess.
There you go.
Where
can you get a film canister now?
Believe it or not, I think we have some laying around the house with like quarters in them. I would like to see it become more competitive. You know, something like a spirited game of Twister, and whoever falls first, the other
Twister.
Person wins. Yeah, or you know, like I don't know,
some Jenga,
leg wrestling. Yeah, something. Let's make it a little bit more competitive. At least you have to have a skill of some sort.
Yes, or again, just find Hillary's weighted coin.
Exactly. Listen,
it'll guarantee the victor.
That puppy is good luck. Six.
Too bad it doesn't work in national elections. She'd be president right now. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Susan Ferriccio will be joining us, and we will talk to her about everything coming out of the Hill. Lots going on.
Congress is a busy day. And then Eli Lake will join us as well, as Iran keeps getting hot. And now they're blaming the United States for all of it. I'll ask them about it. 7 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We're tracking a winter storm off the East Coast that could produce a little bit of light snow in our area overnight tonight, although forecasters say accumulations are more likely to our east and to our southeast. But elsewhere along the coast.
As far as the accumulations, even the Savannah and Charleston, 2 to 3 inches of snowfall in the deep south. And then across New England, it will be a bigger deal. Philly, 1 to 2. We're looking at 3 to 6 in New York. And then Boston, 9 to 12 inches of snowfall.
Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera. So are you sitting in your car right now warming it up? Well, don't let it idle too long, says AAA's John Townsend. He says anything longer than 30 seconds of warm-up is a waste of time and gas. Oh, and do not, he says, go back in the house while your car's running.
The key thing is to stay with the car, because if you don't stay with the car and you leave the keys in the ignition and go back inside your home or your apartment, you are a target of a thief, and the car can be stolen.
And Townsend says idling your car too long can actually also get you a ticket in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Mine's bigger and better than yours.
President Trump taunting North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un over the size of America's nuclear arsenal, asserting that his nuclear button is much bigger and more powerful than North Korea's, before threatening that the U.S. button works.
Correspondent Joe Johns, the president's tweet last night came just before North and South Korea established contact for a short phone call on a hotline that's been dormant for almost 2 years.
This phone call originated from North Korea. It started at 1:30 a.m. Eastern. We know that it, as I say, lasted about 20 minutes, not necessarily that there were a conversation the whole way through. It was really to test the technical issues of this hotline.
Correspondent Paula Hancox. Pepco is asking the Maryland Public Service Commission to raise rates for Maryland households by an average of $5 a month. But one group says, no, that money should not be coming from consumers.
Donna Cooper, the region president for Pepco, wants the rate increase to pay for over $41 million the utility invested in the electric system last year. But Abby Milstein with Power Up Montco argues,
the amount of money that they need to be collecting, is vast because of all the poor management that had been going on by this company for so long. These rates should not be increasing on customers. They should be coming out of Pepco's own reserves and Exxon's own money.
Milstein says it's up to Maryland consumers to hold elected officials accountable. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
A former Howard County high school football star has been identified as the victim of a New Year's Day shooting that has left him partially paralyzed. 19-year-old Lawrence Aaron III was at a party in Severn when he was hit by a stray bullet. Aaron graduated from Oakland Mills High School and is now a member of the football team at Marshall University. Police have charged a Capitol Heights woman with fraud for setting up a GoFundMe campaign for the young daughter of a murdered coworker, but then keeping most of the money that was raised for herself. Police say only about $9,000 went to the 11-year-old girl and her grandmother. The rest, nearly $30,000, went, they say, into the pocket of 30-year-old Arlene Petty. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,824. The NASDAQ at 7,007. Sports, the Caps beat Carolina in overtime. College basketball, Georgetown wins, Maryland wins, AU loses. NBA, the Wizards host the Knicks tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington.